Ridge Animal Hospital on KWCH News. Dr. Jessica Hodes with the Veterinary Health Center says that she's seen a number of animals coming in with heart disease and less owners using preventative medicines.
We have seen an uptick in heartworm positive pets. We've seen also a downturn in owners using preventatives, and not just using preventatives, but using them consistently, and that's the key.
She goes on to say those preventative measures are easy, being able to have an oral chew or an injection that can provide protection for up to 6 months.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid till June 30th.
Two individuals have suffered minor injuries after a helicopter accident when the helicopter ran out of fuel and crashed in Pratt County over the weekend. KAKE News reports the event happened around 2 p.m. on Sunday, just 5 miles south of the city of Pratt, where according to the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Bell 206B was starting to land when it ran out of fuel and the engine shut off. The helicopter ended up coming to rest in a wheat field. The two passengers, a 38-year-old pilot from Georgetown, Kansas, along with his 36-year-old passenger, were taken to the hospital for treatment for their minor injuries. In other news, the investigation is still ongoing after a 39-year-old man was killed in Hill City, Kansas, on Monday morning after authorities say that his SUV hit a culvert and rolled. KAKE News reports the event happened around 7 a.m. just southwest of Hill City, where they say the Toyota 4Runner veered off the road, struck a culvert, and became airborne, rolling 2.5 times and coming to a rest on its top. The driver, Jared Harper of Hill City, was dead at the scene. So far, the cause of the accident is unknown, and the investigation on the incident is still ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Foster Care System says they are working to try and clean up the system to make it more efficient for children who are going through the process, saying right now, on average, the average child goes through 10 different caseworkers at a time. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that statewide, though mostly focused on through Douglas and Sarpy counties, there are 165 children currently in the foster care system. And according to the Foster Care Review Office, they say the caseworker turnover are one of the many red flags in the system over the last quarter. As an independent state agency that monitors placement and well-being of more than 4,200 children under the court-ordered state care and supervision system, say they are working to break ties with the Kansas-based contractor and looking to privatize the child welfare services. Some of the officials say that one of the biggest issues right now is staffing challenges that persist in the state's largest urban counties, but say there is some positive movement, with the number of children in state custody dropping in a three-month period between December and April from 275 to 148.
When you're a U.S. veteran or service member, you're 40% more likely to lose money to fraud than civilians. Scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why AARP's Veterans Fraud Center and Operation Protect Veterans provide for research and advice on the latest scam targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family. AARP, on a mission to support veterans. Go to aarp.org/vetsfraudcenter today.
When your family works in agriculture, you weather a lot together. Long hours, financial worries, forces you can't control. So when one of you is struggling, you're in it together too. Stress, anxiety, depression, they don't discriminate. And no amount of duct tape or twine will fix things. Do you know someone who's suffering? They can feel better, and you can help. Start today at KansasAgStress.org. That's KansasAgStress.org.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department of Agriculture and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Upcoming elections include a primary in August with the general election in November. Filings in Marshall County. In Marysville, Councilman Todd Fry will challenge Jason Barnes running for a third term as Marysville mayor. For City Council, First Ward, Chris Schrader will challenge incumbent Parker Price in the only contested race, with incumbents Keith Beichman filing for second and Kevin Throm third ward. Sherry Ferris has filed for Ward 4 and Ken Kiekhafer, City Treasurer. A three-way race is set for Blue Rapids mayor, with incumbent Jerry Zions challenged by Clayton Reed and David Sain. Two council members will be elected, with Derek DeBoer, William Waters, and Doug Weitzel filed. Vermilion will choose for mayoral candidates Russell Ogg Jr. and James Wolzengroft. Steve Evans and Paul Frazier are filed for council. In Axtell, Alex Cook and Richard Berger are uncontested for three council seats. Rob Olmsted is running for Beatty mayor, with Ryan Haverkamp and Brad Armstrong for council, with five positions open. Four candidates are filed for Frankfort City Council's three positions. They are Eric Brockstrom, Beth Helmricks, Branton Smith, and Lance Jones. No one has filed in Oquito, with a mayor and five council positions open. Bruce Mitchell has filed for re-election as Summerfield mayor, and James Smith, Joy Renz Jr., and Craig Weeby are filed with five open positions. Waterville has three council seats open, with Tony Mann, Colby Hearn, Chuck Tryon, and Cynthia Monicky filed. There will be three contested races among four school board seats for Marysville USD 364. Rose Shelburne is the only filing for position one, while Paige Howard will challenge Chance Hartner for position two. Buster Schmitz is running against Jessica Jordan for position three. And incumbent Michelle Reinhardt is challenged by Craig Harries for position four. There are no contested races for USD 380, with James Hagedorn, Jared Flutty, Royce Becker, and Sarah Smith filed. Three of four seats on the Valley Heights USD 498 board will be contested. David Waters is unchallenged for position one, while Corey Ekstrom faces Michael Vermetten for position two. Lucas Repke and Janelle Bigham are filed for position three, and Darren Bigham will take on Scott Torber for position seven. Primary elections in August, with a general election in November. Marshall County Community Band kicked off their summer concert series last week, which continues Thursday evenings at 7 at the Kester House Gardens in downtown Marysville. The events are free and open to the public, which are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets. In the case of rain, the program will be moved to the Arts Center in Marysville. Thursday evening performances will continue through mid-July. Anyone interested in participating may attend rehearsals Thursday evenings at 5:30 in the junior-senior high band room. For information, contact Director Meg Baker. The annual Pony Express Reride passes through this area, arriving at the Kansas-Nebraska state line from Sacramento Thursday evening, June 16th, and coming through Marysville at the Pony Express Barn with an exchange around 1:30 a.m. Friday. The ride continues past Guitard Station and Summit en route to St. Joe.
All are invited to the Big Marysville Pep Rally at Landall Lanes Wednesday, 5 p.m., hosted by Marysville Chamber Main Street and sponsored by Landall Company. A mixer event, all are invited to shout out all the great things happening in Marysville, as Marysville Chamber and Main Street is proud to bring back the Ambassador Program. All are welcome to attend the Big Marysville Pep Rally Chamber Main Street mixer event Wednesday at 5 p.m. at Landall Lanes.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Wednesday, pulled pork with baked beans, coleslaw, and melon. Tomorrow, chicken Alfredo with spinach, French bread, tomato and zucchini, and peaches. Mary F. Long, age 80, of Frankfort, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Winifred Baptist Church. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery, Frankfort. Visitation Wednesday. Family will see friends Wednesday 4 until 8 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Mary Long.
Joe Vogelsberg, 60, of Home, passed away Sunday. Visitation will be noon until 5 Thursday at Kinsley Mortuary. Rosary service will be held following at 7 p.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church in Beatty. Funeral service will be held 10 a.m. Friday at St. Malachi's Catholic Church. Burial to follow at St. Peter's Cemetery in Beatty. A memorial fund has been established and will be designated later. Contributions may be sent in care of Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Joe Vogelsberg.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly sunny today with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Staying clear overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A bit warmer throughout Thursday, mostly sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. Before a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout Thursday night, cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers may continue on and off throughout Friday, mixing with sunshine and our highs in the lower to upper 80s. These showers may continue throughout Friday night as well with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Cooling down as we head into Saturday, another chance for some showers, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. Still a chance for some rain Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain showers possible Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny and warmer with our highs in the mid 80s and lower 90s. And scattered showers possible Sunday night, otherwise clear with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June 85, record high on this date 106. Average low this time of year 63, record low on this date 41. Sunset this evening at 8:54, sunrise in the morning 6 o'clock.
Through every season and every storm, the professionals at Eaton Roofing and Exteriors are the ones to call for all your roofing needs. Now celebrating 30 years in business, you'll appreciate the many years of experience and industry knowledge the Eaton Roofing sales and service representatives bring to your home. Visit EatonRoofing.com.
Your hometown roofing company, Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
Call Eaton Roofing today at 785-266-6060.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
The Golden Knights make Stanley Cup history. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
A devotion to destiny. Misfits to champions. The Vegas Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup.
In dominating fashion, the Golden Knights won their first Stanley Cup in just 5 games over the Florida Panthers, winning 9-3 last night. Mark Stone got the scoring started on a shorthanded goal midway through the first, added another late in the second. Then in the third, he completed the hat trick. Although he didn't score in this game, Jonathan Marchessault had one assist and won the Conn Smythe Trophy as Stanley Cup playoff MVP.
I wanted to contribute and help my team win hockey. And this year's playoff is every round. There's somebody that was stepping up and it was great. And you don't get here just by one or two guys. You get here with a full effort of the organization. And it's something we can really be proud of.
Golden Knights become the fastest expansion franchise to capture their first Stanley Cup, doing so in 6 seasons. To baseball, not even baseball's best can slow down the red-hot A's these days. On a day when fans held a reverse boycott in Oakland, the A's edged the Rays 2-1 to win their 7th straight. In Arlington, Rangers Angels, top 6, down 1, a man on, and Hunter Renfroe at the plate.
Here's the pitch, and this is a fly ball that's hit well out into right field, out by the wall, and that ball is out of here!
The call on KLAA, Angels rally for a 7-3 win over the Rangers. The Twins' Donovan Solano's bottom of the 9th run-scoring single tied the Brewers at 5. Next batter?
And the 1-1, a blast to left field, back it goes, deep it goes, Twins win!
call on TIBN. Twins win 7-5. The Orioles got 17 hits and 4 home runs to beat the Blue Jays 11-6. Phillies clobbered the first place D-backs 15-3. Yankees edged the free-falling Mets 7-6. Dodgers beat the White Sox 5-1. Houston topped Washington 6-1. Mariners beat the Marlins 9-3. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
American Senior Legion Post 163 Marysville baseball team defeated Wymore last evening 15-14, bringing their season win total now to 5-10. A doubleheader Friday versus Clifton is on the docket at home before a Sunday matchup with Doniphan County at home as well. Full schedule can be found on the KNUI radio website.
Sheer Quality Furniture is eager to watch the Beatrice American Legion baseball team at this week's games. They're ready to pitch, hit, and throw their way to victory. From your friends and fans at Sheer Quality Furniture in Beatrice, when you're ready for quality, you're ready for Sheer. Financing available. Hummus Trucking Incorporated is proud of the Seneca Post 23 American Legion baseball team and is rooting for the athletes to strike out their opponents and field the ball with precision. Good luck from Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
If you are looking for a new career opportunity, the Marshall County Sheriff's Department is accepting applications for jail staff. Applicants must be 18 years of age, have a high school diploma or equivalent, no felony or domestic violence charges, and pass a drug and background check, along with an entry-level exam. Starting at $20 per hour plus benefits, including paid vacation, sick hours, retirement, and health packages, applicants must be expected to book, search, transport, and assist in the care of inmates along with other duties. Jail staff shifts are 12 hours, 4 days on and 4 days off, allowing for more flexibility in your schedule. Applications can be picked up at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 107 South 13th Street, Marysville, or online at marshallcoks.org. Contact Sheriff Tim Ackerman for further questions or to apply for this jailer position with the Marshall County Sheriff's Department.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, it is Wednesday, June the 14th. But before we get rolling on this Wednesday, why don't we check back on yesterday? Here's how your Tuesday finished. July corn finished at 612 and a half, down 4 3/4. September corn finished at 546, up 2 1/2. Kansas City wheat for July finished at 791 3/4, down 4 3/4. Kansas City wheat for September finished at 790 1/4, down 3 1/2. July oats, 377 final price, up 11. September oats final price, 378 1/2, up 9 3/4. July soybeans finished at 1399 1/4, up 26 1/2. August soybeans finished at 1321 3/4, up 29 1/4. Cotton for July, $82.72, final price down 77 cents. October cotton finished at 83.24, down 40 cents. Live cattle for June, final price $179.42 1/2. That's up 35 cents. Your high was $179.60. Low, $178.50. Live cattle for August, final price, $173.92 1/2. Up 72 1/2 cents. High, $174.17 1/2. Low, $171.92 1/2. Feeder cattle for August, final price, $240.45. Up $1.40. high was $240.92, low $237.55. Feeder cattle for September, $243.40. And that's a look at your market information.
Early bird specials are here for you only at Rusty Eck Ford. They say the early bird gets the worm. Well, at Rusty Eck Ford, the early bird gets $500. That's right. When you buy any new or pre-owned vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford and make your deal by 1 p.m., you'll get a $500 Visa gift card that you can use on whatever you want, anywhere you want. Call us, come see us, or check us out online at RustyEckFord.com. Our team will help you find the new or pre-owned car, truck, or SUV you want from our huge inventory. We'll help you with the best deal right up front. You'll get top dollar for your trade, plus you'll get a $500 Visa gift card when you make your deal by 1 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Get the $500 early bird special today, only from Rusty Eck Ford. Experience the real difference at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com. Prices plus tax and fees. $500 Visa gift card with purchase of vehicle in stock prior to 1 p.m. at Rusty Eck Ford. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Offers expire months end.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply, Carrie Neutrina, and ADM Feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. With the upcoming 2023 Farm Bill, K-State Agricultural Policy Specialist Jenny Ift discusses the time before the first Farm Bill. She explains how farmers' positive times in agriculture in the early 1900s transitioned to more difficult circumstances.
Well, if you go to the period before World War I, it was pretty good. So there's something called the Golden Age of Agriculture, and that usually gets defined as 1909 to 1914. Everybody was doing pretty well during that time. Usually when there's some type of global conflict, demand increases as well. Prices tend to increase. So farmers were doing pretty well before. So really, there was no roaring 20s for agriculture. It came a decade earlier, and then you shifted to the 1920s. Prices declined, but production was still high. It's still, in agriculture, we produce commodities. There's ebbs and flows in prices. So by the 1920s, while the general economy was fine, producers were starting to see lower prices and suffer.
The government used to not provide social safety net programs. However, that changed with the Baby Farm Bill, as Ift refers to it.
If you go back to before the Great Depression, the prevailing belief of government or in society was that government didn't have a role in safety net. So government, they were developing legal institutions to support markets and other things, but that government, there was no social safety net programs, there was no food assistance. There was no support for the income of farm families. That was just the prevailing belief that government didn't have a role in that, that private institutions should do it. And so it's not that everybody felt that way. Although at that time, especially during the 1920s, when farmers were struggling, there was ideas that were starting to be pushed forward to what ended up happening. And in 1929, there was a sort of small farm bill, baby farm bill, I like to call it, that allocated a small amount of money towards that.
Decreased availability to exports made the already difficult situation for producers more straining.
Agriculture really got hurt by this. There's something called the Smoot-Hawley Act in 1930. And this was legislation that imposed tariffs. It was protectionist. It decreased trade. And that led to a decline in agricultural exports. So this lack of access to export markets further depressed prices for crops and livestock at a time when, again, everybody was already suffering.
That was K-State Agricultural Policy Specialist Jenny Ift reviewing the time before the first Farm Bill. As life became more difficult for farmers, the government's perspective on social safety nets shifted. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Don't miss the 50th annual Washington County Rodeo this Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 each evening. Bareback, breakaway, saddle bronc, bull riding, team roping, barrel racing, and steer wrestling. A free pork burger meal and mutton busting Friday night. Business steer riding and a stick horse race Saturday night. Beer garden and concessions both night with a DJ Friday after and Luke Christensen Saturday night at the Washington County Rodeo. An invitation from Farm Bureau Insurance of Washington County. See Bryce Leonard today for a comprehensive coverage update for your auto, home, life, business, and ag. Farm Bureau Insurance. M&M Tires, featuring the sales, tires, and service, as well as automotive repair. They'll get you rolling and keep you moving with reliable service. M&M Tire in Washington. Washington Veterinary Clinic features animal health care services. Call on their professional at the Washington Veterinary Clinic. The Dragoston Agency in Washington invites you to come in for a competitive quote on all of your insurance needs. Friendly and close to home, the Dragoston Agency in Washington.
These are the longest days of the year, dawn to dusk. But every day of the year is a little bit longer than it used to be. We will tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 14th, the 165th day of the year. And on this Flag Day, we observe the 246th anniversary of the Stars and Stripes, our national flag. We're experiencing some of the longest days of the year right now as we approach the summer solstice. But if we shift our focus to a macro scale, we can see another lengthening process going on. Millions of years ago, a day on Earth was a mere 23 hours long. And in about 200 million years, it will have grown to 25 hours. That's because Earth's rotation is slowing by about 2 milliseconds per century. Over a millennia or two, that adds up. That means these longest days of the year are the longest in history, even if blinking means you'll miss it. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Doug Downs. It'll be another series loss for the Kansas City Royals, and they dropped their eighth in a row with a 5-4 loss last night to the Cincinnati Reds. Those two teams will wrap up that series tonight. It wasn't much of a Game 5 in the NHL's Stanley Cup. The Vegas Golden Knights pretty much dominated the Panthers all night long. The Golden Knights get a 9-3 win to take home the Stanley Cup. Former Kansas Jayhawk and Wichita native Grady Dick will be one of 10 prospects to join the green room in the NBA draft, which takes place next Thursday, June 22nd. Grady Dick is projected to be a top 10 pick in this year's NBA draft. Speaking of former Kansas Jayhawks, Christian Brown is one of a select few to win back-to-back championships. Brown won the national championship at KU his junior year, then declared for the NBA draft. Brown was part of the Denver Nuggets, played 24 minutes the other night. Brown also won a state championship at his high school.
Hi, it's Andy Hoosier with your Mid-America Network News. Stay tuned into your radio station all day long right here as we cover the latest breaking news across the state of Kansas. From breaking news in Topeka, announcements from different state agencies, business initiatives from your local communities, plus your latest crime, weather, and traffic reports across the state. If it's happening in Kansas, we'll let you know about it as it happens. It's your latest news across the state of Kansas with the Mid-America Network News, and it's all right here.
It's Toppers Plus Truck Accessories 25th Anniversary Event, June 16th and 17th. Visit our new 20,000 square feet location at 333 Northwest Street. Anniversary specials, register to win prizes and giveaways. Friday night, car show and barbecue 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday, food trucks, bouncy houses, overlanding vendor expo and concert featuring the Dirty Gentlemen. Toppers Plus 25th Anniversary, Friday, June 16th and Saturday, June 17th. 333 Northwest Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make the truck work for you!
In a recent interview, Kansas City Chiefs Travis Kelce, who has played 10 NFL seasons and will turn 35 years old in October, says he's planning on playing the game till the wheels fall off. He said, I love this game. I know I'm going to miss it when I'm done playing. And right now, I am with the Chiefs wanting to win football games. In 2013, the Wichita State Shocker basketball team made it to the Final Four. That team included Fred Van Vliet, who is currently in the NBA, and Ron Baker, as well as other members of the 2013 Final Four team. They will celebrate their 10-year anniversary next month. Wichita State's NIL Collective Armchair Strategies announced details Tuesday around a celebration, which is scheduled for 6 p.m. July 22nd. The reunion will feature autograph sessions, photo opportunities, auction items, and more. Tickets are available for purchase at armchairstrategies.com/Final Four Reunion. And if you want to check out some professional golf this week, the Korn Ferry Tour is underway at Crestview Country Club. First round play starts tomorrow. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Get your boots ready and let's get rowdy. June 17th is Red Dirt Saturday at A&H Farm featuring Brandon Davis. Join us for a day of fundraising and awareness as seven bands bring the beat to A&H Farm June 17th. This family-friendly event will be come and go, but you won't want to miss a moment. Drinks and concessions will be available.